And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thanks very much for staying with us as we get set to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald of BethMcDonaldConsulting.com at 963-0842. It's an interesting time. I'm not even sure. I have been so busy that I'm not even sure where the moons are these days, let alone the rest of the planets.
Well, we were going to talk today about Pisces.
Yes.
So don't worry about that. You don't need to know that for this conversation.
Excellent.
You're off the hook.
That's Pisces the fish.
Well, Pisces is the fish, but in traditional images, it's been two fish that are close together but swimming in opposite directions. And it's said to be reflective of all humans' desire for both freedom and connection. And it's said to sum up that constant exploration.
Okay.
Where we're, you know, in order to have satisfying relationships, we have to have the right amount of connection and the right amount of freedom. And so Pisces represents many things, but one of the things is it represents our individual quest for that.
Okay. So let me ask you, because from a biblical standpoint, everybody that I've talked with from a metaphysical perspective says that the Christ was coming in to usher in the Piscean Age.
Yes. Yeah. And I've heard that, and I do believe there's a part of it that's very true. And I think one of the ways that plays out today is how we see in metaphysics this very intense dialogue between those who believe that we are completely autonomous, we create every aspect of our own reality, our human will is supreme, you know, our mind is supreme,
okay,
and sublimates to nothing. And then those who are more Buddhist, who believe that it's all about surrender, surrendering your will, surrendering your desire. You know, I think both of those extreme viewpoints represents one of those Piscean fish. And I think the real blessing of Christ and the Christ message and the Piscean age was exactly that conversation. It's like, how do we marry those two together and find the middle road?
Again, it goes back to the duality, the yin, the yang,
yep,
the left,
exactly,
the right, the up, the down,
both
and so
are necessary.
Forth. Yeah.
The will and the surrender, you
okay
know, the freedom and the connection.
And it's always been the two fish?
Always been, as long as I know. Now,
yeah,
I've gone back a ways, but I've, you know, that's a good question for next week.
Okay.
I will look that up.
Very
I'll
good,
look that
very
up
good.
And I'll research the history of the images and the constellation.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, very good. Now, and yet, in spite of all of that, there's also been the talk of the Aquarian Age. You know, obviously in the 60s, the big song, you know, this is the age of Aquarius.
Right.
So where's the transition point?
Well, it depends on which branch of astrology you use.
Okay.
Some of the folks who are into the sidereal astrology or I forget what the name of it is, but you had a guy on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, Vedic astrology, yes.
The Vedic.
Uh-huh.
They're very much about exactly where things are right now. For some of them, that happened a couple of years ago.
Okay. So, but it has been a transition from the Aquarian to the Piscean.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And some believe it happened, I believe, around 2007 or 8, when we had that first tsunami in Thailand and Indonesia.
Yeah.
That one that was around Christmas time.
Christmas time, I remember.
Yeah. Maybe even been 2006.
Interesting.
But it was around that time when we started seeing more tsunamis and floods and water issues, because Pisces is the god of the sea. Pisces rules the sea.
So very briefly, before we wrap up here, we'll talk more about the Piscean Age and what it's all about and what it means for us in our time. Where are we astrologically as well in terms of any retrogrades or any very positive or even not so positive transition events that we're looking at for at least the next week to 10 days?
Well, the biggest thing, in my opinion, remains that we have two planets retrograde, Saturn and Mars, and then we are entering the phase, the prelude phase, before Mercury goes retrograde on the 12th. And so it is very much a time of slowing down and of being more conscious, more mindful, more precise,
wow.
and just not taking anything for granted, not skipping any steps or cutting any corners.
You know, that's amazing, because I have to say that over the last few days in particular, that's kind of where I've been. It's like, you know, being more thoughtful, more pondering of things and making sure that whatever steps I'm taking, I don't have to go back and take them again, you know, two steps forward, one step back kind of thing.
Right, right. It reminds me of the carpenters who say measure twice and cut once.
Exactly.
Right, it's that kind of a thing. It's like giving yourself time and permission to do it right the first time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, wonderful. And so folks can get a hold of you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or 963-0842.
Yes, they can. And thanks again, Richard.
You're welcome. And more Piscean information next week.
Next week.
All right, take care.
You too, thanks.
Stay tuned. More Tell Me Your Story coming up in just a moment.